Phone Boy Speaks, episode 807, Antivirus Not Dead Yet.
There's a lot of information security professionals that say antivirus is dead, meaning that it doesn't actually accomplish much of anything. Why do we bother to install it on our systems? Why am I wasting my time? Well, I'll tell you that I don't think it's dead, even though that I'm not going to disagree with the fact that antivirus is just simply not enough anymore, right? That if there's a new piece of, I don't know, malicious code that's running around the internets, it's not going to catch that malicious code on the first day or the second day, or, you know, maybe even in a week in some cases, right? And the statistics are it can take up to 6 months in some cases for the antivirus companies to catch up with the current iteration. And these things are, of course, getting, you know, more and more sophisticated as far, you know, the malicious code running around on the interwebs. But I think, you know, the reason why you still do it is because, well, you want to do defense in depth, right? You want to have multiple security controls that are there, and, you know, in case something, you know, one thing doesn't catch it, right? You want to have something else that can catch it, because you never know, right? I mean, computers don't just sit at a desk anymore, and they move around a lot. They connect to different networks. You want to have, there's a challenge, right? Especially in like an endpoint or something, your desktop computer. You don't want to run too many things, because then your computer comes slow. But to say that antivirus serves no purpose, I think, is kind of ridiculous. I mean, I look at it like a sieve, right? It's got some holes in it for sure, but it does catch some crap, and you might as well let it do that. Are there other technologies that might be more effective? Sure, there's plenty more technologies, but I don't think relying on just one technology is necessarily enough, right? There's, you know, if you look at my employer Checkpoint, right? I mean, we employ a lot of different technologies in the different security solutions we have, and there's, it's not just one thing, right? It's I won't get it. I don't need to enumerate all the different things that we do in our products, but the point being is that it's you know, yes, if you think that antivirus is enough, then yeah, I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, should it go away? No, I don't think so. Again, you want to have defense in depth, and I think it does do something. So you want to have as many things as possible. Maybe protecting your systems. I mean, is it needed on, say, a mobile phone? No, probably not. I mean, at least not on iOS, because the security model makes sense. Whereas with Android, it's a little more, I don't know that necessarily would make sense on Android, but, you know, on mobile handsets, there's other ways to solve that problem, right? You're concerned about the traffic coming in and out of those devices, and you can do the security for those devices. You know, for some of the security you can do in the cloud, you might as well leverage that, right? But of course, there's even other issues I've seen where there's so many ways that, you know, the computer, mobile phones are computers these days. They run programs. They can be hacked just like anything else. And that, you know, mobile malware is a whole nother string of things. But, you know, I personally want to have, you know, is you know, I don't want to just rely on a single technology. And yeah. And, you know, the antivirus is dead crowd, I mean, that's another way to kind of look at that, is that if you're just relying on antivirus, you're screwed. And that's, you know, so yeah, keep your antivirus, but make sure maybe you employ some of those other technologies that are out there as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.